right, guys.
204 HKX Mobile.
You're out awful late tonight. In 0TR. I'm just getting ready to head up to the rain lock.
A little late. I parked my truck. It's at a bus repair shop. So I was helping him with the vehicle right quick. So now I'm making my way to the last leg of it. How are you today, Tom? How's Mr. Bernice? Hadn't heard from you today.
Doing pretty good, all except for my back. It's throwing a fit at me today, but other than that, pretty good. Got about 31/100ths of an inch of rain a while ago, all at once, and which we needed. And I guess there's going to be quite a bit more tonight. Barometer's down some. It's 29 or 59. And I think we're due to get more outer bands here in the middle of the night tonight.
What I've heard, I don't know how much rain we got up here yet. I'll have to find out when I get home.
My little old Accurite weather station out there. And I don't know how accurate it is, but it seems to be pretty much in check with the rain gauge out in the garden, so I consider it pretty close. And it did pour down for a short time.
Starting to rain as I was leaving down there about 5:30 today. I was over in Cherrydale, though, in that area. So it wasn't pouring down, but it was raining.
A little bit of rough stuff. I know over towards Spartanburg and Boiling Springs when I went through, and I think down in Greenville, I thought I heard some power lines were down someplace. I think as high as it got here was 17 miles an hour.
I believe were the ones down across 85 that Andrew and Ken were sitting in this afternoon.
Absolutely right, because I remember seeing that backup on I-85. I just didn't know where it was at. They showed it on the news. That would really suck.
Sitting out there a while, last time I talked to Ken, he said they were just getting to start moving it. He'd been there over an hour and only moved like 200 yards.
I was going to work one morning down in Missouri, and I had to drive about 35 miles, and there was a big double three-phase line, and these humongous wooden poles, I mean gigantic, and they were down across the highway, and so I had to turn around and go back in through Joplin and through the traffic that was diverted. And there wasn't really much traffic out there at those power lines, but I wasn't going to go across them to test them to see if that 3/4 of a million volts was live or not.
See, that's something I just don't play with. I've got more than enough respect for it.
Well, I'm sure they were tripped. But you know what? I'm not going to find out. I don't want to become a Rice Krispie out there. And when I got to work a little bit late, and the tornado sirens were going off in our town, and I wasn't going to leave my wife until those sirens went off. And I was a little bit late for the very first time, and I got chewed out about it.
I have to tell them where they could flatly go with their chewing.
Oh, so shall you reap. there's two things you don't do in this world. One of them is mess with the cook, and the other one is mess with a maintenance man.
Sure, because they can sure make your life tough.
Yes. Let's see, he got his. I asked him, I said, would you leave your wife at home if the tornado sirens were going off and your family? Oh, he was sure. And I said, well, that makes one of us.
Much of a man, then, is he?
Was it? And actually, he was my boss, and I loaned him a ham radio after he got his license until he could get one, and he stole that from me.
A There's just certain people in this world, there's no hope for them.
What goes around comes around. It's been years ago now. And it's just something you think about whenever these tornadoes come around and that. And, to me, my family's first. That's just the way it is.
Comes around, goes around. Macco made a mistake there last night on one of my shipments. I'd ordered one update card for our scanners. Well, they sent me one package, which I didn't open the package to find out how many was in it, but it's about an inch and a half thick, so I'm guessing there's 25 to 30 of those little cards in there, and each one of them's worth about $1,000.
Again, what kind of update cards were these?
They're the updates for the... you got to update it every year, and it costs about $1,000 a year. Well, Macco made a mistake and sent me a whole package of them instead of one card. Well, I called them today and told them, and they were just like, because, you know, it's... That could be anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 in that little package.
Ooh, somebody's going to get chewed out.
Somebody is, I'm sure. That warehouse worker may not have a job too much longer.
When you said scanner, you threw me off there, but I understand what you mean now. It's your phaser, basically, I call them. From Star Wars, that you scan the barcodes with?
No, it's a scanner for hooking up to a car to find out what's going on with it, to talk to it so you can pull codes out of it and read the data and all that.
That's me, but I'm old.
It's basically the computer you got to have to talk to your car.
Oh, okay. I thought you said card. It's a computer you're going to have to talk to your car. I'm with you now. The OBDI or something like that?
OBD2.
I was close.
Somebody's going to have a nice little chewing on their end. And Macco sure is glad enough that I turned that in. Because it wouldn't have been nothing for me to keep it. Nobody would have ever known but me, and I can't do that. I just can't do that.
Yes, you got to sleep at night. You did the right thing, Patrick. Well, Bernice is headed upstairs, and I'm going to follow her and go take a shower. And it's Tuesday night. I don't know what's on, but I'll probably wind up here in a minute watching Mountain Man, even if it's a rerun. That or Life Below Zero. Anyways, take care, Patrick. Good to hear you. And glad to ride along with you a little ways. Be safe out there. This is N0TR.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a good evening. Enjoy your show, whatever you decide to watch. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
K4OIM. Can I catch you just a minute, Tom?
Heading up to take a shower.
Last night. I don't need one tonight, I don't think. I just let you know I'm sitting here with my eyes burning and watering. I went today for my orientation and all about my laser eye surgery. They gonna do the left one, October the 3rd, and the left one, November the 13th, Tom.
Outstanding, Walt. Well, I sure love mine. You're going to the VA for it, right?
I told the VA I wasn't going to let them do it. They sent me to the Palmetto Eye Clinic up here at Palmetto LASIK eye surgery up here in Boyne Springs.
Well, that'll be good. Yeah, I went down here to Clemson Eye, and it's totally painless. Once you get in there, and they dope your eyes up a little bit, and your surgery will take about 5, 10, 15 minutes, and you'll be on the road again.
My daughter drove me up there, because it took about 4 hours for my eyes to clear up after they dilated them. What they put in there is not what they put in there at the VA, I'm telling you that. But I was getting worried about whether I'd be able to call the net tonight, but they've cleared up enough. I'm just hoping this wind died down up here. Man, it got rough up here on Lake Bowen about 45 minutes ago, Tom. But N0TR, this K4OIM, I'll let you go ahead and get your shower, Tom. I'm just going to let you know that I'm proceeding with it. You talked me into it. You said it was painless, and I'm taking it at your word. So I'll be clear on your panel, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello.
Well, if it ain't, I'll take you out for a filet mignon or whatever you want. Yeah, it is. It's the technology is just beyond belief anymore, Walt. And they put a little spritz of something in my mouth, and the same with Bernice. They just squirted it in there and said, "Oh, that's to make you not so nervous." And I said, "I ain't nervous." But they wouldn't let you drive home anyways, but it didn't knock me out or anything. And when you go in, they'll come in 2, 3, 4 times and while you're laying there on the gurney and put more and more eye drops in. And that's all there is to it, Paul. And once you go in there, there's just nothing to it. And it's a miracle what they can do nowadays. They even corrected my astigmatism, which years ago I wasn't even a candidate for LASIK. And they use what they call a femto laser. You'd have to look that one up. But it's incredible, Walt. And good luck on that. And I've never heard of anybody having any trouble. I do use eye drops more than I used to, but I don't mind that. I haven't been able to be less, nearsighted since the 5th grade. And then all at once, I don't have to wear glasses. I passed the driver's test. And she said, "Yeah, 2020, no problem." And I never thought I'd ever see the day. We'll see you later. Well, good to hear you. K4OIM, N0TR73, now be QRT.
Hey, Walt, it's Brian. We talked before a couple of times. I was just listening to your conversation there with Tom. Did the VA take care of that surgery for you?
Take care of it. They asked me if I wanted to have it done in Columbia. I said, "No, I'm not letting the VA touch my eyes." I said, "I want it done through Chad, KO4NUE. He told me that they got that veteran's choice now." And I said, "No, I want it done through the veteran's choice." And they said, "All right." And about 2 weeks later, they called me and told me that the Palmetto LASIK Eye Clinic in Boyne Springs was the closest one to me. And I said, "Well, that ain't about 5 miles down the road. I live up here on Lake Bowen." And, yeah, the VA takes care of it, Brian.
That's a very good deal. Now, I'm retired Navy, and I have a 10% disability, so I don't know if that qualifies me or not. How do you go about finding out?
I'm disabled at all. I was in the Navy, too, but I wasn't a regular sailor. I was what y'all call a mud sailor. I was in the Seabees. But I just went over there every 2 years. They send me appointment to come in and get my eyes checked, and I went into Greenville, and they checked my eyes, and the lady told me, said, well, Walt, this is the last pair of glasses we getting you. It's time you manned up, get them cataracts took off. And before it was, they kept telling me I had to wait till what they called they had to get right before. But now they found out that they can take them off at any stage. And she asked me if I wanted to go to Columbia. I said, no, ma'am, I'm not making that trip. I don't want the VA messing with my eyes anyway. And I said, I want it done through Veterans Care. And she said, no problem. 2 weeks later, I got a phone call telling me that I would be getting a letter from the Palmetto LASIK Eyes Surgeons in Bowling Springs. That's fine. And then they sent me some paperwork to fill out. I took it in this morning and waited about 5 minutes and went on back, but I was in there. That's the most thorough eye exam I ever had in my life, but I was in there about 2 hours or 2 hours and 15 minutes. And believe me, you're going to need somebody to drive you home, because when they dilate your eyes, it's not like what the VA does. I couldn't see up till, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes ago, Brian.
This is K8HAN. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal you ran across there. They're going to take care of those eyes for you, but it sounds like maybe it's connected with the cataract surgery, right? Did you have to have another issue with your eyes before they fix the vision?
Not the cataracts. That's all it was.
So are they also correcting your vision, or do you have bad vision? Is it just cataracts? I mean, you know, have you had to wear glasses?
Yeah, focals. I've been wearing them now, I don't know, about 10 years, and they have to keep making them stronger every 2 years. And the VA kept telling me, well, you got cataracts, but not that bad that you'll have to wait till they get right. But this past February when I went over there, she said, well, that's the last pair of glasses I'm going to give you. And then the eye doctor today told me, said, no wonder you in here. Said, the cataracts are so bad that any more glasses are not going to help. You got to get them took off. Yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'm really glad they're taking care of that for you. Hey, I had another train of thought while you were talking to. You said you were a CB. And every time I meet a CB, I tell them that I grew up in Oxnard, California, which is right next door to Port Hueneme. You ever been there?
You're at Port Magoo. Is that close enough, or does that count?
Yes, sir. I used to go to Point Magoo a lot. There was a great air show there every year. We used to see the Blue Angels.
The missile set, standing up outside the gate there, the main gate going in, the Polaris, the Sidewinder missiles they had on display out there.
Yeah, I remember that. Pacific Missile Test Center, we used to go to that. I see that display every time we went in and out. We used to, my dad was also retired Navy, and we used to use the Navy Exchange and the commissary and all that stuff. So I spent quite a bit of good time on both the Point Magoo base and the Port Hueneme base, using those facilities plus the hobby shop and the rec centers and all that kind of stuff. I almost grew up on them bases.
When I was stationed there at Port Magoo, me and a buddy of mine from the Johnson City, Tennessee, we'd been out that night, got drunk, but we had done made plans what we'd gone to do. He made some stencils, and we sneaked it around there. We already had the ladder laying there, and we got out there and spray painted Playboy bunnies all over those missiles. And minute, boy, are you talking about security on the base? Thank God he didn't rat on me and I didn't rat on him. And we didn't get caught, but boy, it caused quite a stir.
Yeah, those were the days before security cameras. Those were the good days. You could get away with a lot back then. I'm glad you got away with it. Sounds like a pretty good prank. It sounds like a lot of fun.
We're out there when they would fly the big orange drones over and shoot them down.
Yes, it was. They had a ship out there called the USS Norton Sound. It would come in and out of Port Hueneme. I think that was the home port, and that was a test platform, and they would use that to shoot those orange drones down out of Point Magoo. Were you part of that?
Oh, yes. Yes. Man, you are the first person I've ever talked to that even knew where Oxnard, California were.
N0TR.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, Brian. Well, my brother was stationed there for his first duty station, and he was on crash boats, and they go out and pick up those drones. He stayed in and retired as a Master Chief Personnelman. Anyways, Brian, I just ran upstairs here. I'm going to get a haircut, and I wanted to let you know that the VA did not do mine, and I had to pay for it. But Medicare paid for the cataract part of it, but as far as the vision correction, they didn't. But I think what Walt's talking about, and I'd have to go look it up, is the Mission Act, and there's a lot of specifics, but if you can't get to a facility for treatment, or, you know, and I don't know, there's a bunch of things, but they passed that law, they will send you to somebody else and they will pay for it. But I don't think they're going to pay for it just to have LASIK surgery to correct your vision. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, that's kind of what I gathered too from that conversation there. So I just have to wait for something worse to happen to my eyes and take advantage of that.
Roger. All right, I'll let you guys carry on. But I remember Ronnie being stationed at Port Hueneme and Oxnard, someplace in there. But I was 6 years younger than him, so I just don't remember the specifics. But I know they'd go out on this small boat and they'd pick up them drones after they shot them down. 73, guys, and send 0TR.
73, Tom. Have a good night. Up the driveway. It's good talking to you, but I do want to catch up again about this Oxnard Point Magoo tie down thing.
You too, Brian. Man, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Talking to you brings back a lot of memories, but I don't know how old you are, but I was there in 66, 65, and 66.
You preceded me a little bit. I'm 51 years old. I lived in Oxnard from the time I was about 5 until I graduated high school, so 1975 to 1988, somewhere in that time frame, not too long after you were there.
I enjoyed it out there. Didn't care much about San Diego, but boy, I loved Ventura, Santa Monica, and Malibu. When I caught duty every 4 days, I was on the four section, duty section. We'd go out on a lark, and our duty was to go out around the fence and chase the sea seals away from Malibu Beach.
Well, that's not so bad. Yeah, I guess Point Magoo bordered right there on Malibu Beach. I remember they had a gun range right there where people would go train, and the base had basically a chain link fence with Constantine wire, barbed wire at the top of it.
Memory is very good. Yeah, boy, I loved it out there. I hated to leave there, but I left there and went to Cameron Bay, South Vietnam.
Well, that's a turn for the worse for sure. That's too bad about that, but I'm glad you got to spend some time out there. I loved it out there. You know, I thought I'd go back someday, but never did. I met an East Coast girl, and now I'm living here, and I watch the news and see what's going on in California, and I'm not so not so bummed to not be out there.
don't want to live there with all the earthquakes, the fires, and the mudslides. I'm perfectly happy here where I'm at, Brian. Well, this K4OIM, I didn't catch your call sign there. You gave it a little fast. Wait a minute. No, I didn't write it down. But this K4OIM, Brian, I'll be clear on your final. I got to get ready to call the net here in just a little while.
Okay, well, good talking to you. The call sign is K8HAN. I got to learn to slow down when I say it. K8HAN. When I'm on HF, it's Kilo 8 Hotel Alpha November. But I appreciate talking to you. Always enjoy it. And good luck with the net tonight. I'll join you if I can, but dinner comes first.
I'm Brian. K-A-H-K-A-A-N?
It's K Kilo, the number 8. H-A-N, Kilo 8, Hotel Alpha, November.
Kilo 8, H-A-N. All right, I got it, Brian.
Yes, sir. Have a good night, Walt, and 73, and I'll catch you on the net later.
All right, 73, Brian.